Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Karam Injury Lawyers Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Guys on In the Loop will jump in here in just a little bit. One thing to clear up here, I like the spirit of this texter because it tells me that they might do some nefarious things, but they're talking about the trade that the Rockets made for Kevin Durant. And the fact that it's not official until July 6th. So last night, the Rockets were technically picking 10th in the draft, but obviously picking on behalf of the Phoenix Suns. Actually, I had a texter say, why wouldn't the Rockets just pick a terrible player and send that player to the Suns? Because, sir or ma'am, they agree before the trade that, hey, we're going to call you when you're on the clock, Rockets, and we're going to tell you who to pick.
When you have a deal in place with somebody that can't be consummated for a couple weeks, let's say you put an offer in on a house and you're happy with everything, and the closing date is July 1st. On June 28th, maybe you don't sue the homeowner for something completely unrelated. Yeah. You know? You don't do anything to sabotage the deal.
Right. I like where your head's at, Texter, because it seems like you would do anything to get ahead in this world.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing. You do always have to remember that a sports league is a partnership amongst owners and that they all work together. They're competing against each other, but they do also they have transactions with each other and everything. So you can't come off as somebody that can't be trusted, or you'll never get a deal done.
Along those lines, and I promise we're going to get to. Where are you on all this collusion talk with the owners when it comes to the quarterbacks, as far as it being a topic that belongs on a show like ours?
I think it's interesting and juicy. We should probably tomorrow talk about some of the juicier aspects of it. The thing I get nervous about, just because I don't want to be in out of my league and starting to talk about collusion and things like that, because there's things about the way the NFL operates that's different from the way the actual business world operates. Yeah. Like we just said, the NFL owners, they're like Apple and Samsung don't have a revenue sharing agreement.
That's right.
You know, like they're genuine competitors financially. And if you start fixing prices and everything, then yeah. So with the NFL owners, if there's any kind of wink, wink behind the scenes stuff going on, it's a lot harder to prove classic collusion.
Yeah.
But you can prove that they violated the CBA or violated a collusion by what their understanding of it is.
Yeah.
So I have a hard time where some of the stuff that looks like a smoking gun, to me it looks like, all right, owners kind of having the same mentality or mindset, but being upset about other owners who are giving big deals to quarterbacks. So like if it's collusion, then it's that the owners have flat out said, no, we're not going to operate a certain way.
Yeah.
But clearly, someone like the Browns giving Deshaun Watson that contract, all right, they did something that pissed off a lot of owners, but clearly they're allowed to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's, I think, to actually talk about it, we'd have to get a lawyer on here to explain the fineries of labor law and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know? I definitely don't want to do that. You're right. Like the Lamar Jackson part where he was getting no action when he was an actual free agent is interesting. Around here, the interesting part is, and there's maybe people going, what are you guys talking about? When Deshaun Watson got 5 years, $230 million from the Browns, it was a total complete outlier in terms of guaranteed money. Like double the amount of guaranteed money from the next closest quarterback. And what we said at the time, too, was like, the other teams are not going to stand for this. They're going to view this as Cleveland being Cleveland, and they're going to reel the rest of the market back onto the normal train that everything's been on, which is exactly what they did. The problem for the NFL and the owners, I shouldn't say problem, they actually got absolved of it, but there's this paper trail of the owners all communicating with each other about not giving a fully guaranteed deal to Russell Wilson and not giving one to, it involves union leadership too, not giving one to Kyler Murray, not giving one to this guy or that guy.
And it's really, really murky because it's all in-house, you know, like the NFL is largely just a clearinghouse for funds to share amongst the owners.
Yes.
And it's not the same as real world
normal labor
competitors like affecting an industry.
Yeah. So, but you're right. There, I think there are some consumable parts of it. There's just been so much stuff going on already.
I don't know. When I started reading it, I was like, okay, great. You found the transcripts and everything. But by and large, right, they ruled that the NFL wasn't colluding by whatever the definition of it was.
Yeah, yeah. Pablo Torre was the one who got a hold of the document, 60-page document that has all these texts in it and things like that. So he did a podcast about it, did it with Florio, who's a lawyer himself. So you know what road that podcast went down for sure, knowing Florio was involved. The Rockets, I would say, Seth, the three teams right now that we talk about the most on this station, on our show, Astros, Texans, Rockets, all with really good cultures right now. I think that is something that they all have it nailed down inside the building in terms of who's making the decisions on the roster, who's coaching the team. I think all three sets of ownership right now are all doing great things with these teams. Like it is very like this is a good time right now. The Rockets may have gotten the indication yesterday. If we were to say which is the best of three really good cultures, Fred VanVleet signing a 2-year $50 million deal to come back here after making $43 million each of the last 2 years, working collaboratively with the team. The team declining his $44 million option, and then Fred VanVleet being okay with coming back on a... And granted, these are tens of millions of dollars, so nobody's crying that Fred VanVleet's house isn't going to have the lights on or anything.
Yeah.
But it is a status symbol that there would be a lot of players that wouldn't have done this in the NBA, put it that way. Comes back here on a 2-year $50 million deal. Steven Adams comes back here on a deal that I think might have been less than what he might have been able to get on the open market, possibly based on how he played in the playoffs. I just feel like, man, like they're like all these boxes being checked with the Rockets from ownership all the way down to the bench on the basketball team. This culture is great right now with the Rockets.
I think the potential for Durant to potentially maybe take less than he might have if he had gone somewhere else.
That'll be the big one. Yep.
Really what it always comes down to is, all right, do I trust that if I take a pay cut that the team knows what to do with it? And I think that's, if you look at football, Tom Brady forever was playing at below market value, but with an understanding that, hey, I trust that by and large, this organization is going to manage the cap well, and they're going to make it possible to win championships. Yeah. I think Pat Mahomes is in a similar boat. You know, we watch year after year as Pat Mahomes continues to slide down on the ranking of highest paid quarterbacks, and there hasn't really clamored for it. He's just kind of mentioned it here and there. Because he trusts that he's in a good situation where they're going to know what to do with the money and manage it all well. So if you got a guy coming into a new situation, I'm not saying that I expect him to take less money than he can get or otherwise, but if there is an environment, it seems that Kevin Durant and his whole bore into Ime Udoka, certainly the young core of players, and then probably Rafael Stone too. Yeah. So there's a better chance for it with the way everything played out.
I have to imagine this has been discussed. It doesn't mean that Durant made the decision that is best for the team, not best for him, but it has to. The team has to know right now. I have a very good idea what Kevin Durant's contractual situation is going to look like beyond this season. There's no way it hasn't come up in conversations, whether it's with Durant's representation or with Durant himself, back channels, Durant talking to Udoka or Stone, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that the first time they sit down and talk contract extension is in the future.
This is where I'm going to have to make a point that I know you just absolutely hate it when I make this point, Sean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is that you do have to give Aaron Rodgers credit, because Aaron Rodgers was with the Jets on a new team in an organization that nobody on earth should trust to do anything well.
Yeah.
And he just flat out said, yeah, take back. How much was it? It was like 10 or 15 million.
It was 15 million. He was set to make 50, and he took a pay cut to 35.
Yeah, just like didn't get, you know, anything sweetened on the back end of the deal or anything. Yeah. Just flat out just said, yeah, cool, I'm good for it.
He did. No, he's got a balance sheet. That's on the good side. Yeah. And then do you want me to list the rest on the bad?
No. It's always impressive to me when somebody takes a genuine pay cut.
Okay.
Because I get so tired of hearing, oh, Titus Howard restructured his deal. And people say, oh, my gosh, that's so generous. They've been like, no.
It's the opposite.
By and large in football, when a guy does his deal, he's getting guaranteed money replacing salary or whatever. It's not like he's doing a bad thing. It's just, it's nice for the player too.
I don't know if CJ Stroud does it. I'm glad you brought up Brady and Mahomes in this conversation. You know, Van Vliet's doing it with the Rockets, but if we're going to localize this thing here and talk about the football part of it, if you were CJ Stroud, we don't know if CJ will do that or not. Maybe CJ, you know, Dak is making 60, he's the highest paid. Maybe when CJ signs his extension in a year, it's 60.1 or whatever it is, right? But if you were CJ and you were inclined to do that with whatever team you're on, like, you know, I'm open to that. Are the Texans a team that you would trust right now to put the things around you like Brett Veach and Andy Reid have in Kansas City?
That's right. You know, it's a great question. I think this year a lot of it's going to come down to, is CJ protected?
Yeah.
And if I'm CJ's agent, and I'm telling him with no attachment, no emotional attachment to the Texans whatsoever.
Yep.
If CJ ends up the second highest sacked quarterback in the league again this year, like he was last year, you got to start to have a realistic conversation about, man, I don't know. They just like, you don't, are you, how long do you want to sign up for this? Do we need to take this into consideration?
That's a really good point. There's a tax that you might have to pay because there's three options. CJ takes a pay. I mean, four, like he has, if CJ has a bad year or whatever, and then we're not having contract talks, put that aside. Assuming that contract is in play, it's either CJ takes a pay, CJ takes a little less, CJ gets market, or CJ himself decides, I don't feel like getting hit anymore. I'm going to play out this year and next year and continue to put pressure on you. I don't see that being the end. I see more likely they have a great year protecting him and maybe he goes the Brady Mahomes route. Maybe. Mm. I wouldn't be mad at him if he didn't. Or he gets his head handed to him again and he goes in and says, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you.
Now, Mulligetta could also say to CJ, hey, maybe you don't feel ideal, but we did this with Deshaun Watson and we got him out of there just 1.5 short years later.
I don't want to do that.
All you have to do is force a trade. And CJ will say like, oh, how do I go about doing that? And that's when Mulligetta says, why don't you pull up a chair, CJ?
Yeah.
How unpopular are you willing to be? Yes.
Well, first, let me tell you three little words. No trade clause. All right, let's start there.
Yeah.
That's which has now become more of the standard, I think, than like Brock Purdy got a no trade clause in his deal, I think. You know, I think it's become more of just like a box you're checking on these contracts for big time quarterbacks. But yeah, man, Rockets got it nailed down right now. But you're right, the Durant extension will be the big one. That'll be the ultimate referendum on the culture and the trust over in the building over there. Will be like if Durant signs for $43 million a year or something. I can't believe these numbers I'm throwing around. Stephen A. Smith got mad yesterday. We didn't get to this, but we may get to it. I think I left it in for Take-A-Mania tomorrow, so I didn't send it to you yet, Colin. Stephen A. Smith getting mad that the Mavericks only gave Kyrie Irving $40 million a year and that they didn't give him 43 or 4. By the way, off of torn ACL, they didn't give him 43 or 44. He went 2 minutes about how disrespectful it was that Kyrie Irving didn't get 43 or 44 million instead of just 40. I'm like, is this a 2 minute long take that somebody who, by the way, himself is making $20 million a year is getting mad that Kyrie got 40 instead of 43? Like, what the hell?
It feels like Stephen A. has been on a campaign to be sure he really stokes his sources' feelings lately.
The guy is drunk.
He loves stories that allow him to tell everybody how much he makes also. Like,
I know
a little something, too, about negotiating these contracts. You know, like, all right, I heard you made a lot of money, Stephen A. Smith, so... Yeah, he winds up on Take-A-Mania a lot. I know that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.